Unit 3, Task 4. Listen and follow the instructions in your student's book.
A computer system consists of two parts, the software and the hardware. The software is the information in the form of data and program instructions. The hardware components are the electronic and mechanical parts of the system. The basic structure of a computer system is made up of three main hardware sections. One, the central processing unit, or CPU. Two, the main memory. And three, the peripherals. The CPU is a microprocessor chip which executes program instructions and coordinates the activities of all the other components. In order to improve the computer's performance, the user can add expansion cards for video, sound, and networking. The main memory holds the instructions and data which are currently being processed by the CPU. The internal memory of a microcomputer is usually composed of two sections: RAM, random access memory, and ROM, read-only memory. The peripherals are the physical units attached to the computer. They include input-output devices, as well as storage devices. Input devices enable us to present information to the computer. For example, the keyboard and the mouse. Output devices allow us to extract the results from the computer. For example, we can see the output on the monitor or in printed form. Secondary storage devices, such as floppy, hard, and optical disks, are used to store information permanently. For example, we use CDs and DVDs to store large amounts of information.